Ann Carrick is with us. Hi, Ann. Ann is from our newsroom.
And how are you?
Good, Ann. I hate to talk about me, but do I seem overly negative to you?
Not when I talk to you.
I'm not, am I?
Why, are people complaining?
I got an email from a gentleman who says that I normally hear you when you fill in for John Labarca in the mornings when he's off. You're not bad, but I notice that your questions, remarks, commentaries, etc. are usually negative.
Oh.
I realize you're attempting dry humor, but it's not coming through that way. I recently read the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. If you would read this, it would change your outlook and your approach to humor, and therefore the quality of your radio show. Even if you don't listen, even if you don't read the book, listen to John Labarca and Al Warren. These two are always positive. They praise their guests. They give good introductions. And most of the things they discuss, they point out the good.
And you don't?
These comments are meant to be positive so I can start enjoying your show. I know. Well, now I'm self-conscious about that.
Oh, okay.
The second thing I wanted to ask before we talk about your topic is, did you take my stapler?
I did not take your stapler. I swear. I did borrow a mug from the newsroom when I was there one time and forgot to return it, so I left it in the studio. Hopefully it made its way back to the,
you know,
the newsroom.
D from accounting entrusted me with a brand new stapler.
Yeah.
5 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days ago.
And it's gone.
And I had it for all that time, and now it's gone.
Somebody did you put your name on it?
I didn't put my name on it.
Oh,
I should have. And all I'm left now is with this one that looks like an old telegraph.
Uh-huh.
You know, right. it sounds like it too. Yeah, it's one of these antiques that we have here, and it doesn't really work with me. I'm bad with staplers. I break them all the time.
Yeah. When I worked at IBM, everybody put their name on their staplers and scissors and stuff, not because people were stealing them on purpose, but they'd walk by and they'd like, oh, I need to staple something, and they'd pick up a stapler and then it would be gone.
And it's gone.
Right. And it's like, you know, if your name was on it, at least you had a chance of tracking it down and getting it back.
If it didn't,
it just said IBM and it, you know, it disappeared into the abyss with all the other ones.
You've given me a great idea because I have a beautiful label maker home.
There you go.
And actually, the first thing I should do is I should put my name on my label maker. That seems like something that would make it go blind. But aside from that, I should put my name on everything, and therefore everything that has my name on it, I own.
Well, yeah, as long as you're only labeling the things that are truly yours.
Well, see that. Well, then I guess that would be a matter.
Yeah.
That would be a matter for the courts, I suppose. You, Ann Carrick, from our WICC newsroom, are going to be the mistress of ceremonies tonight at a pet conference.
That's right. And I think, you know, they call it MC. I think moderator might be a better description because there's a panel of experts who are going to sort of answer your questions, everything you ever want to know, but we're afraid to ask, well, at least related to pets. And so I'm going to try to help take questions from the people who attend, you know, from the floor and make sure that they make sense and so that people, you know, don't have to just blurt out their question, things like that. So that's my role. But the event itself is a great thing because it's free. You have four different experts there, two veterinarians, an animal behaviorist, and an animal control officer. So you can come and just ask them anything you ever wanted to know, whether it's a pet you're thinking about getting, or maybe you have a pet that you think is like has like a problem that you want to get an answer or something. But whatever it is, that's your chance to just come on in. They're going to give you some snacks, too. So, you know.
Snacks for who? People snacks or dog snacks?
Actually, there's both. There's snacks for the people. And then one of the pet stores has goodie bags, I think, that are treats to take home to your pet.
Did you organize this?
No, I cannot take credit for that.
All right. 7 o'clock tonight. I'll just 7 o'clock tonight, Norwalk City Hall's community room.
Correct.
Okay.
It's actually run by Tails, which is an organization that helps to encourage people to do spay and neutering of their animals so that they don't have end up with all these strays that have to go to, like, a shelter or something.
Okay. I noticed that there's going to be a dog trainer from The Grateful Dog.
Yes, I love that name.
Yeah, The Grateful Dog. And these are people from Norwalk and Westport. So these are probably spoiled pooches.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, you know, the woman from The Grateful Dog will tell you that it's not the animal that really needs the training, it's the owner.
Usually the one
that needs to be, you know, trained and have their behavior modified. But the pet is just following the direction.
You know, we'll put the electric collar on the human and let the dog press the button. How's
there
that?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? You know? So that would be a whole other thing.
So that's tonight. I'm just checking through this. You know, you're inviting a lot of trouble. Can they bring their pets, or is this just for people?
I don't think the pets are supposed to come.
Right.
I did this last year, and I don't recall any pets being there. And since it is City Hall in Norwalk, I'm thinking Norwalk would prefer that I say, no, please leave the pets at home. But yeah, it's really because it's really for the people.
Yeah, I see. It says discuss eccentric behavior, vaccinations for animals, heartworm concerns to litter box problems. Let me just help you out a little bit. Although they may, you may be inviting people to discuss litter box problems and heartworm. You don't want people bringing samples to this thing tonight.
No, I don't think so.
Leave the stool samples home.
Right.
Bring the questions.
Leave the samples at home.
Leave the pets and the poop at home.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know anything about crows, Ann?
Well, I mean, only from observation. I certainly haven't studied any crows. Why, did you have a crow incident?
Yeah, a crow freaked me out today. We're going to talk about it later on in the show, so I just wanted to get your input.
Okay. Well, you know, I've seen some pretty vicious crows in my life. They're like killer crows, where they snatch other birds in mid-flight as they're flying by.
Oh, and, man.
I'm telling you, like killer crows. All I could think of was the movie The Bird.
All right. Well, good luck tonight. 7 o'clock, Norwalk Thanks. City Hall's community room. Our own Ann Carrick will be moderator of a pet discussion, questions and answers from the experts. Thank you, Ann.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll put the information on my website here. WICC 600, it's 446 traffic and weather next.